Good morning. Welcome back once again, Valley. It is currently October 30th, 10:30 a.m. I'm your host, Dominique Dingo, live from kpcradio.com. You're listening to SLA from the SFE, where some of the most talented musicians and artists come to share and play. Fun fact, music is a natural drug. Although our brains process sound in the auditory cortex, it has been proven that music activates areas of the brain that are also associated with memory, emotions, and motor planning. When your brain listens to music, dopamine is released. Today, we are going to be introducing a special guest, a Los Angeles-based 22-year-old singer-songwriter, Chris Wills. So, hey Chris Wills, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, so glad to have you. So, first and foremost, could you explain to your viewers where you're from?
I'm from New Jersey. Wonderful New Jersey.
Nice. Is that like where you were born?
I was born in New Jersey, yeah, and it's kind of like, it's like 15 miles away from Manhattan. So it's like just one of those commuter towns, you know, where everyone just goes in and they work kind of in finance and do stuff like that. So I don't know. That's kind of how I grew up.
Nice. So I see you released your debut EP, This Place Ain't For Me, on August 11th, 2017. Can you tell me about the creative and writing process for this EP?
Yeah. I wrote most of that EP kind of like a year and a half ago. And I was still in college at the time. Like, I was going to Rutgers University. And I don't know, I always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to do music. But I just wasn't, I guess, taking the chances. I was compromising with other people and I was compromising with myself. And I just figured, like, what is the point of living, to sound cliche, if you don't just, like, do what you want to do and risk everything? And, like, I don't know. That's what I would do if I was left to my own devices, like, play music. But, like, I just let, you know, where I grew up, that environment where it's kind of like your SATs are the most important thing ever, go to college, you know, get the job and live in a town similar to this. And, like, I don't know if I was just born and I knew nothing of that, if that's what I would have done with my life. Actually, I do know that's not what I would have done. So I just said, all right, why am I even doing this in school if I can't see myself doing that in the next, you know, 10 to 25 years? Like, that was kind of my thought process with it. It was like, most people get a job and, like, they'll do it for, like, 25, 30 years, and then they retire, and they might not like their job. And for me, if I have to do work for 25, 30 years, I'm going to have to like it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so that's kind of, like, all those, this record is kind of about, like, that transitional period between, like, your old self and going into, like, how you want to spend the rest of your time.
Yeah, that's great. So can you also tell me who is your producer for your EP, or did you produce it your own?
Oh, yeah. My producer is a good friend of mine, Mr. Kobe Haas. Yeah, he's a really cool guy. He's probably the first person, like, that was, like, a music industry person who kind of took an interest in what I was doing, like, songwriting-wise and everything. Again, like, where I grew up, music and art and stuff like that was not really an option. So even mentioning it, like, oh, I want to pursue music, like, people's eyes would just roll and be like, what are you talking about? So he was, like, the first person. He's been nominated for, like, 2 Grammys, I think. Like, he's worked with a bunch of people, like, top 40 people, like Rihanna and, like, all these people like that.
That's so amazing.
I was like, yeah, I met him when I was, like, maybe still in high school or, like, freshman year in college.
Freshman year of college?
Yeah. Oh. And then we just started working together, and he was a really big help in terms of, like, getting my confidence up, because I still was, like, really unsure. And he's just like, oh, no, like, you're doing good. Like, you're writing good songs. Like, let's just make a record. So I left school, and then we started making a record.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
It's really dope.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you decided to start your career or hobby on music?
Well, like, I've been doing it, playing guitar, like, pretty much every day of my life since I was, like, 12. But, yeah, it wasn't until I was 19 or 20 years old. I was 20 when I left college, so. But, yeah, I pretty much knew since I was little that's what I wanted to do. I just didn't have the confidence to do it. So,
aww,
yeah.
That's awesome.
But now I do, yeah.
So what were your bumps on the road while pursuing your music career and growing up?
Oh, man, there's so many bumps. I don't know. It's just, there's so much content now. There's so many people who do everything. In the industry, I guess. I don't know that much about it, so I don't mean to, like, sound like some kind of, like, you know, like I know everything, but it just seems like there's not as many, like, maybe it used to be kind of like you would make, like, a demo or something, you would get signed to a label, you'd have that system, and you have all this money for, like, marketing, promotion, and distribution, everything like that, but now it's really up to, like, the artist to get everything figured out for themselves, in terms of, like, making the record, figuring out ways to promote it. You know, oftentimes, if you don't do, like, top 40 music,
yeah,
you know, like, no one's probably going to be interested. So you have to, like, you know, you still need those tools in place, like the promotional aspects, you know, your booking aspects and stuff. But that's on you to find and to, like, kind of outsource and put together a team that kind of works with what you do.
Yeah.
So it's not as, like, here's point A and this is exactly how you get to point B. It's just like you're just figuring it out, like, every day, and there's always a new obstacle, and it's just like, you know,
that's really interesting.
You do the best that you can. It's, yeah, just like always a learning, like, process.
Yeah. So as you told me, you got really into guitar as a kid, and that's when you believe that music set you on the right path. Where were you at the moment, and what made you believe that it was your destiny?
Wow. I don't know. I just remember, even way younger than that, I would be like 4 or 5 years old. I would go to my uncle's house for, like, Thanksgiving, and I guess they had, like, this big grand piano, and, like, I was always just so drawn to it. I was always playing it. I never really thought of it, and I played piano, like, until I was about 10 or so, and then I lost interest in music, and then I got in trouble with the law, and so to speak, just, like, dumb kid stuff, you know, just, like, I don't know, just, yeah, like, lighting fires and, like,
growing up as, yeah, a teenager just, stuff like that.
Yeah, just being bored, and then, like, I don't know, I got in trouble, and my parents didn't let me leave the house for, like, the entire summer, because it was just, like, a whole year of me just, like, being out of control. And I don't know, something about just staying alone in my room, like, you would think it's punishment, but it was, like, amazing, because,
yeah,
you could just put on, like, all your music, listen to it, and I don't know. I don't know if I thought about it in terms of a career or anything to, like, make a living. It's just something that, like, it felt good to do because I had all these, like, ideas and observations about people and stuff, and it was a way to channel it,
mm-hmm,
and it felt good, and it was just, like,
it gave you that drive.
Yeah, and then once I started thinking, like, once my senior year in high school, I was like, well, if I don't go to college, like, I need to, like, make money and be an adult and all that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm, I was like, well, what do I like to do? And it was just kind of like, well, I should probably do the music thing because it's all that I like to do.
Yeah, that's great. So you play guitar, and you said you played piano since you were 10. Do you play any other instruments?
Like, everything is, the guitar is my main instrument, and everything else is just kind of like, I'm mediocre at it. Like, I could, like, mediocrely play, you know, the drums and, like, harmonica and just, like,
I love the harmonica.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, all stuff like that, but not, like, as proficient in, you know, the guitar.
Okay. So how long have you been singing for, and were you self-taught?
Yeah, I was really self-conscious about my singing. Still kind of am, because, you know, I don't sound like Al Green or anything.
I feel you. Me too.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, I used to come home, I had eighth period study my senior year in high school, and that's, like, a time where no one was home, so I would feel comfortable singing. So I would just, like, try to find singers that were, like, maybe they didn't have the most traditionally sounding, like, pleasing vocals.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I remember thinking Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. I was like, well, that guy, like,
oh, I
you
love
know, like, he's
Julian.
Amazing. And it's like, but then I realized, like, it wasn't about, like, maybe how it sounded or if it was really pretty. It was just, like, does he convey what he's trying to get across? And, like, he's hitting the notes. So I was like,
exactly.
All right. Yeah, so I just try to find guys where it's, like, I thought maybe I could be somewhat similar. And then I started the slow process of just, like, trying to sing along to songs. And then I did take vocal lessons for, like, I don't know, maybe half a year or so, which helped a lot because I knew nothing about it.
that's really funny you mentioned.
Yeah.
So listening to your album, it was a calming and emotional experience for myself. It was also very beautifully made. What encouraged you to do it?
I don't like how we made it or just to make it in general.
Just to maybe both.
Yeah. I don't know like why I chose to make the record. I don't know. It just seems natural to me. Like, I don't know, like, you get hungry and then you eat. Like, to me, I go out and, like, I see something and then it just, like, I write a song. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It seems like every 3 months or so a song comes out and then I just don't see why logically I wouldn't, you know, do everything that I could to present it in the best way possible. And so Kobe is really good at what he does. And he's, like, I value his input so much. So I was like, this is a great vehicle to put the songs through.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of like respecting the songs and trying to put them out there.
Okay. So, what genre of music do you do when you write and sing?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if I pay attention to genre that much. Like, to me, it's all about the songs. Like, you could kind of produce anything to sound however you want it. Like, I don't know. It just kind of seems like the extras. But, like, the at the core of it, it's just like about, like, the lyrics, the melody. And, like, that's really what I'm drawn to. So I could pretty much listen to any genre. I'll write, like, punk rock songs sometimes.
That's
just, like,
super
yeah,
tight.
Like, I'll write anything. But I don't know. What really comes down to is just the melody and, you know, the lyrics.
Okay. So anyone in the family or musicians in the world that inspire you at all?
In my family?
Or
are they musicians? No, no one in my family is a musician.
Or, like, musicians in the world.
Yeah, so many. Like, just living here in L.A., like, everyone is just so amazing and so talented. It's crazy. But specifically, like, some songwriters that I love. I love Dan Wilson. Do you know who Dan Wilson is? He wrote, like, Someone Like You, or co-wrote that with Adele. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's kind of like a... Yeah, he's one of these writers, and
that's
I guess... Yeah, he gets, like, all the songs get cut by different artists and stuff. But I really like his songs because, like, so much of the top 40 music, like, I like it, but a lot of it sounds very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the vernacular of the phrasing, like, the timing, the tempo, like, whatever. But for some reason, he's able to, like, write these top 40 songs that kind of stand out from the rest of the top 40 songs, which
yeah.
I think is really interesting. It's like he writes, like, these hooky things, but not how, like, you're taught to write hooky things. I don't know. It's weird. But it's
no,
really
I understand
cool.
That.
Yeah. And then, like, a less kind of pop stuff. I don't know. I think, like, Blake Mills is, like, an amazing guitar player. Like, he produced that Alabama Shakes record, Sound and Color, recently or something.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's really good. I recommend checking him out.
I will in the future. Thank you. So, growing up, I've read that you played in a rock and blues band at the age of 19. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we would just, like, well, I was younger than the kids. It's probably, like, 3 or 4 years younger. And they were, like, the cool band that was, like, around, and I just really wanted to be a part of it. But they had all their pieces put together, except, like, I guess I noticed that they didn't have a piano player or, like, mm-hmm. an organ player or something. And they were a blues band. I'm like, that's weird. They should have that. And, like, some of the kids went to high school with me, but they were, like, 3 years older. So I think they were, like, skipping class one day, and they were hanging out behind, like, the auditorium or, like, behind the stage because there was a piano there. And they were all just singing, like, playing guitar and stuff. So I just went back there one day and it was like, they're like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, let me jam. Like, they're like, all right. So, like, I don't know. I just started playing, like, Hit the Road Jack or something on the piano.
Yeah.
And then they started inviting me to gigs and, like, to jam and stuff. So we would just go to, like, all these old, like, blues clubs and bars. And I was like,
that's super dope.
Yeah, I was, like, underage and it was great because it was, like, you know, I got to play on stage and, like, try to start the process of getting comfortable up there and doing all that. But it was fun. We would just play, like classic, like, blues songs, you know, just, like, I don't know, like, we'd do, like, B.B. King stuff and, like, we'd even do, like, you know, you make me want to shout some, you know, like, I don't know.
That
we did,
really
yeah,
fun.
We did, like, all the old, like, classic kind of stuff, like,
yeah.
between just, like, the party songs like that and just, like, real heavy-hitting blues stuff.
That's really
like,
dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, when and how old were you when you started writing for your music, and how much has changed from writing as an 11 or 12-year-old till now?
Ooh, good question. Wow, yeah. I don't know. Like, I started realizing in sixth grade, like, anytime there was, like, some kind of problem going on, I remember there's this one girl and, like, I was really good friends with this kid,
mm-hmm.
or, like, my friend, and, like, we both liked the same girl. And it was, like, I don't know, I guess she ended up, like, choosing him or something in some way. I don't know. Like, we're 12, so, like, I don't know. I just remember, like, I didn't really, like, play the guitar that much then, or I didn't write that many songs. But, like, I coped with it with writing a song. And then I didn't think about it until, like, recently. I was like, I've been doing that with so many experiences. Like, I've been just been writing songs to, like, cope with things or, like, I don't know. So, like, I guess the experience are still kind of the same because I was 12 and it was like a girl didn't like me. And then like now, I don't know, like I should write more love songs or something like that. I don't know. I feel like this last record was more like of a personal kind of like send off. So now that like I got this out of the way and I'm living the life that I envisioned myself to be living, now I could start, I think, writing about, you know, day-to-day stuff or just relationship stuff. And I don't know, but it's still kind of the same process. It's just kind of like, it hits you, and then you're just like, all right.
That's great, though. So how does your music make you feel, and is that how you want other people to perceive your music?
Yeah, my music, how does it make me feel? weird. I don't know. How does it make me feel? It gets everything out, and it kind of explains things to me that I probably couldn't articulate myself. Like all these songs, again, it's not like I sit down and I go, hey, I want to write a song. Like, I have 2 hours before work or whatever. Let me just cram a song, and that would be great if I could do that. It's just kind of like, I don't know, there's always a bunch of stuff going on, and I just feel like I'm in a fog for a while, and I never actually like think about it. Like, it's not processing. Like, I don't know what's going on. Then suddenly, like at 12 o'clock or 2 in the morning or whatever, like I'll hear like a melody or something, and then like all the words and everything come out at once.
You're like, I need to get up and write
this
down.
Yeah, I know it sounds like cliche again, but it's just true. And then like I'm left, like, after I wrote the song, like, oh, what does this mean? Like, what do you think this means? It's kind of like a dream, like, when you're in a dream. I don't know. It's like, you have to, like, what does that dream mean, like, when you wake up?
Yeah.
And, like, it's still kind of a guess. You don't know for certain, you know? So, I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
That is. So, in your opinion, do you think you got your feet off the ground artistically?
Oh, I think, you know, what I wanted to express and where I was when I wrote this record, definitely, I, like, conveyed that, you know, but it's always like, you know, you're living your life in new experiences, new environments, so you're constantly having this input of information, and mm-hmm. it's going to get in there, it's going to get processed and everything, and then it's going to spit out again, so, like, I'm always working on stuff and just always trying to, you know, experience things and always write, so new direction artistically. Yeah, I'm working on that now, like, so hopefully I could get that out, but yeah, I think this last record definitely
really like made it for you personally.
Yeah.
So what do you think you could do, or what do you think is holding you back from your idea of your success?
Oh, definitely myself. I am like the worst at, like, beating myself up. Like, it's terrible. I was, like, I don't know what book it was, but I read, like, anytime you think negatively about yourself, like, just, like, jam your nail into, like, you know, your other nail.
Yeah.
Like, at the bed of it until that negative thought goes away. So I've been trying to do that, and it kind of helps.
Really?
I don't know. I guess the philosophy on it is kind of, like, you don't know, like, that emotional damage or the negative thinking is actually, like, really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a physical connection to that is, like, a good reminder. So, I don't know. I'm really bad at beating myself up, thinking, like, what are you doing? This is getting overwhelming, stuff like that. But I don't know. I've just been working on it. So, hopefully I could sort it out in my own head with myself. But, yeah, it's definitely, I'm my own obstacle, probably like a lot of other people.
Yeah. Okay. So, you never pursued music? What do you think you'd be doing right now?
Oh, I have no clue. I really don't. I don't know. I guess, like, I don't know. What would I do if I wasn't doing music? I guess I could say anything and get away with it because I'm not pursuing it. So, like, I could be successful in my imagination. It would be cool to be, like, a fighter pilot or something. Like, that would be so cool.
That would.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, I don't think I could do acting, but I am totally interested in it. Or just writing in general, kind of same muscle.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's super cool. So do you see yourself as an introvert or an extrovert?
Definitely an introvert. I try to be extroverted, but I don't know. I definitely get lost in my own head, and then I could just disappear and like try to work on music and stuff. But I'm working on it.
I feel you. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
So before we go, before we go, is there anything you want to say to your younger audiences and viewers in general who are experiencing self-doubt and anxiety?
Oh. Good question. Self-doubt and anxiety, how to get rid of that. I don't know. I think it just starts with the little things where it's like catch yourself every time that you have like you're thinking negatively about yourself and ask yourself why. Like just really stop and think about your actions, what you're doing and everything, and try to find your motives or why you're behaving like that. And just, like, take a deep breath, you know? It's life. It's great. You know, you can do anything. Like,
That's a nice tip.
I don't know. Just...
That's a nice tip for everyone.
Don't do drugs.
And chill, yeah. All right, guys. So now Chris is going to play us an original track.
Cool.
Enjoy.
Yeah. This is a song I wrote called Nowhere to Go, which, again, sounds like... it sounds, like, depressing. But I don't know. It's just... I wrote it one day. I was listening to my mom after she got home from work talk about a bad work day, about some... She works in, like, a school, so she has to deal with, like some ugly kind of stuff between, like, parents and kids and divorce stuff. So, you know, it's real stuff like that. Yeah. But anyways, it's kind of, like... It's called Nowhere to Go, so I hope you like it. December must have changed me to winter. Or was it autumn that brought me to bottom? Or was it the way that the look in your eyes, it disappeared until a stranger walked by, and I felt something in between us as I laid next to you. Took my pain, took my name, put it all in a wedding ring before I knew just who I was or how I would change. Got me nowhere here, nowhere here. Picture hanging at the bottom of the stairs. Nowhere here, nowhere here to go. Was younger, did it make you look stronger? Thought it was hard times, but things don't get any easier. Was it the way that the look in your eyes, it disappeared until a stranger walked by, and I felt something in between us as I laid next to you. Took my pain, took my name, put it all in a wedding ring before I knew just who I was or how I would change. Got me nowhere here, nowhere here. Picture hanging at the bottom of the stairs. Nowhere here, nowhere here to go. Was it the way that the look in your eyes, it disappeared until a stranger walked by, and I felt something in between us as I laid next to you. Took my pain, took my name, put it all in a wedding ring before I knew just who I was or how I would change. Got me nowhere here, picture hanging at the bottom of the stairs, nowhere here to go.
That was really beautifully made.
Thanks.
Thank you for playing that for us.
Yeah, no problem.
I really love that. What song was that called?
That's called Nowhere to Go.
And was that for your new album?
That is. That's the first track off the new EP.
Beautiful, dude. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. So you've been listening to Chris Wills, a 22-year-old singer-songwriter from New Jersey, who just released his debut EP, This Place Ain't For Me. If you viewers want to see and hear more of Chris Wills, check him out on YouTube at Chris Wills Music, Spotify, and SoundCloud as Chris Wills. And I will link his Facebook and Twitter on the description below. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Dominique Dunger reporting from KPCRadio.com. I appreciate you guys, and remember, peace, love, and happiness.